Music right there from TV on the Radio here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got more live music for you now, and we're going to tell you about a really awesome theatrical event coming up in Yellow Springs next week. Interesting original work. A lot of people in the community coming together to make this happen. So first and foremost, we're going to hear some music from Jam Salad that will be part of the original production of When Heart Beats. We've got the playwright and the choreographers here as well. We'll talk to them here in just a moment. But first, here's a musical sampling of the show. Take it away, Jam Salad.
Thank you.
Jam Salad live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. Hey, how are ya? We're going to talk about the overall production that you're involved in here in just a moment. It's called When Heart Beats, and it's going to be on stage May 9th through 12th at the First Presbyterian Church of Yellow Springs, right here in the heart of the village. But tell me a little bit how the musical part of this collaboration came about. How did you guys get brought into this project?
Thor was actually been a part of the actors that do a lot of these plays. Thor came to me and we had a discussion. I was originally hired to do the sound for the play. And then we had a discussion about maybe some live music. And one thing led to another, and working with several other people and going back and forth and pulling people from other bands around the area. All of these guys play in different bands around the area. I knew a lot of musicians, so I pulled a few together, and we just kind of pieced it together little bit by little bit.
Supergroup style.
There you go.
Yeah. What was it like? So you're called Jam Salad, and I understand that the music sort of came out of jamming. How did you sort of decide what was going to stick, what was going to stay, and what was just sort of the moment when you were all starting to play together?
Well, you know how jam goes. Somebody would just start playing something.
Yep.
We'd get together, and I'd have a little riff and start playing it on the guitar, then Adam would jump in, and Spencer would jump in, and we'd just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Sometimes it starts with a bass line, sometimes it starts with a guitar riff, and sometimes it starts with a drum beat. You never know.
And you never know what's going to stick of those starts,
That's
too.
Right. That's right.
We will be seeing Jam Salad on stage May 9th through 12th as part of When Heart Beats. It's a new production being put on by Yellow Springs Theater Company. We're going to hear more from these guys here in just a moment, but I'm going to let them take a breather for just a few. They'll be back to play some more live ones for us. And I'm going to turn my attention and my microphone to our guests here in the Air Studio. We've got more folks involved in this production. We have Victoria Walters, choreographer, Allie Thomas, choreographer, familiar face around YSO, longtime volunteer. Thank you, thank you. And we have, yes, we have our young visitor who's making amazing artwork on the wall for us here on our whiteboard. I'm digging it. I'm going to snap a picture of that for Instagram later because we got to preserve that. And we've got the writer and director, Colton Pitstick, in the studio. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
So, Colton, I want to start with you. You wrote this work, and you've got a lot of local people involved. Tell me a little bit about sort of the genesis of mounting this production.
Well, let's see. About 2 years ago, I'd had all this different poetry I'd been writing. And I sort of sat down one day, started putting it all together, and I thought that maybe that there was something there. So I showed it to Miriam McEnroe-Sari, who's one of our producers. She could look at it and see if there's something there. And she looked at it and said there kind of is, but that it needs a lot of work before there's really something that can be put on stage. So, you know, sort of went back through and edited, and we just kind of went back and forth trying to figure out what exactly to do with it, because we knew it was poetry, but we wanted to do it on stage somehow. And so then we had the idea to sort of put dance, to involve dance with it, and movement, like, on the stage. And so then we brought in our choreographers as well. And obviously, if there's movement, if there's dancing, then you need music for it as well. So then we brought music in. And just an effort to really try and totally immerse the audience, we also are working with a local photographer and local painter to, like, just totally surround the whole space and artwork. So there's music, so there's dancing, there's poetry, there's paintings. Saw this so that they're just, I mean, totally surrounded by all this different work that all these different people have helped to just bring about this show. So it started off as all these poems, and now it's become this whole other entity. And it's amazing. I don't know. It's crazy.
What is that? Yeah. So, like, what is it like for you? Because writing can be such a solitary craft. You know, you're even as a playwright, you know, you're writing these words, and then so often, you know, as a poet or playwright, maybe you're showing them to somebody else, or you're handing them off to somebody else, or they're published on paper and they're into somebody else's hand. But you don't necessarily experience that audience connection, let alone this immersive collaboration with all of these other artists. What has that been like to see your words being transformed through dance and music and visual art?
Just incredible. I mean, it makes me just, I feel blessed, like, to have each person who has become a part of this project has added something totally unique and special to it, has changed it and, like, made it grow just better and better and better and better. Say, like, if you just, like, had this plot of land and you just invited people to plant a flower, like, one by one, and then all of a sudden you'd have this crazy beautiful garden, right? And that's just what's happening. I'm just constantly floored by just how much everybody has, like, done and how much everybody has just, like, helped to create this just totally unique experience.
And how beautiful, in talking about the arts community here, that, you know, right here in Yellow Springs, you can not just mount an original production of a play. Like, this is not a town that's just, you know, we have great youth theater too, but, like, it's not just, you know, the high school play as it is in so many smaller communities. It's many, many different types of theater and performance experiences here. But not only can you mount an original play, but right here in the village, you can find musicians to do original scoring, choreographers and dancers, visual artists. That to have the community investment and talent behind this, that's got to be phenomenal.
It is. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really special. And it's really, I don't know. I'm speechless, I guess.
So Ali and Victoria, tell me a little bit about your initial entrance into this project and how, from a dance perspective, it has grown and changed and evolved. What has it been like working on this?
Well, I think probably Miriam brought me into it because Miriam and I have produced a bunch of stuff together. And she says, oh, this is awesome. And, of course, I've known Colton since he was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really powerful, honest poetry. So did I say Vicky should do it? Or did you do that?
No, Colton approached me after we got done with Something Wicked at the play a couple years ago, last year. I don't know. And he let me listen to his voice speaking this poem, and I saw the movement, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we can do this. And, of course, when we started working on it, it changed and morphed and became its own thing.
Also, while some of it's choreography, it's more than that. Or it's also, it's really hard for us to put into words what it is, but I've been calling it illustrated poetry because we've used spoken word in this. And poetry is so dense that when you listen to it, sometimes you get lost in some really nice image. And what we've tried to do is kind of bring the people along by showing scenes. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to explain, but when you see it, you'll say, oh, I see, because you are brought along through the story by what people are doing on stage.
And it's interesting that you say bringing people along, because I know that for so many people, poetry can be a tricky art form to get into if it's just, again, kind of going back to those origins, just them and the page. For some people, poetry can be very intimidating in that regard, that it's just them and the words on the page. So how beautiful to have movement and music and all of these other art forms as touchstones for people to connect with those words in different ways.
Right, and I think that's really what Victoria and I have tried to do is to, as I said, illustrate what the poems mean. And I think the other thing that we all talk about, because this is Colton's life, but there are moments in everything that I think all the actors and dancers identify with really strongly. And so while Colton is reading or performing a lot of his poems himself, we brought other actors and they are speaking some of the poems.
What's that been like for you, Colton, to get to experience other people sort of speaking and interpreting your words?
I imagine that most people that write something or really create any sort of work of art, you know, whether it's you write music or poetry or whatever, you want people to relate to it, right? So hearing all these different performers reading my words, but then hearing in their voice where it's also... It's stuff I wrote about my life, but then hearing in their voice what they relate to and sort of hearing that, oh, that was, they had that moment happen in their life too. So it's really cool because I get that moment where, you know, I want to know if people relate to it and then I can hear it in their voice as they're reading the words. And so that's pretty neat, I think.
I talked to a songwriter a few years ago, and we talked about that really interesting point where a song that may have been autobiographical, once a listener receives it, you know, once somebody receives it, it is transformed by their hearing it and their sort of interpreting it through their own experience and their own heart. And so... how cool that not only are you getting the audience receiving it, but you're then getting these other artists receiving it and then, you know, sort of transforming your work through their experience and what of their experience they're bringing to the performance.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty well said.
We are talking about When Heart Beats. It's an original production from Yellow Springs Theater Company, written and directed by Colton Pitstick, one of our guests. Allie Thomas and Victoria Walters are doing the choreography. Jam Salad, who's going to be playing for us again here in just a moment, are doing original music. And it's going to be on stage at First Presbyterian Church of Yellow Springs May 9th through 12th. And the first evening, May 9th, is kind of a special evening in that it's both the opening of the production, but there's a little something more. Allie, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's Bring What You Can night because one of Colton's primary thrusts on this is to get the art out to people who couldn't necessarily afford it. And so it was really important to him, and we worked with the Yellow Springs Theater Company in order to make that possible. So I'm pretty sure that the... what we collect is going to go to part of the Presbyterian Church. Do you know what
we're working with? The Beloved Community Project. So any sort of canned good or anything like that to donate. And then you get to come in and see a show for free and help somebody out while you're doing it. So that's pretty cool, I think.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So sustain yourself through art and sustain others through the gift of food.
Right.
I love it. I love it. We'll have information up on the production, including the Wednesday night showing with a kind of a social good in there as well. Enjoy some beautiful work and do some good here in the community. It's May 9th through the 12th, 8 p.m. each night at First Presbyterian Church of Yellow Springs. It's called When Heart Beats, written and directed by Colton Pitstick, choreography from Allie Thomas and Victoria Walters, our guests this evening. And what do you think? Shall we have Jam Salad give us some more live music?
Yeah.
All righty. So we're going to turn things back to the WISO Performance Studio, where Jam Salad have been standing by. And they've got more of the original music from this production for us. Take it away, you guys, whenever you're ready. Music from When Heart Beats, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you.
Jam Salad, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them on stage May 9th through 12th as part of When Heart Beats. It's an original production here in Yellow Springs being performed at First Presbyterian Church of Yellow Springs. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here and giving us a little musical taste of the show.